Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with dietitian Shailene McNeil joining us. We're back with Shailene in just a moment.
Oklahoma Wind Power has poured $20 billion into the state to make us number two in the nation in wind energy, while serving as the number one taxpayer in many counties. Wind Power directly supports school districts with much-needed funding, taking many off the state aid list, grows jobs that are here to stay, and gives money back to ranchers to benefit our land. Oklahoma is finally a leader. Please call your legislator today and ask them to keep wind working for Oklahoma. Visit okwindpower.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex Wheat Herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex Wheat Herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at flexibleweedcontrol.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Dietitian Dr. Shailene McNeil joining us again today from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Cattle industry has invested in several pieces of research in the nutrition arena, including one that's given us a tremendous amount of bang for the dollars invested. That's the BOLD study.
The BOLD study, or the Beef in an Optimal Lean Diet study, was one of those great studies that was able to just show what other research has shown, and that is that when you include beef as part of a heart-healthy diet, you will lower your cholesterol, you will improve your blood pressure. We know from some of the checkoff market research that one of the hesitations that people still have about beef, and physicians have this too, they still worry that it'll raise their cholesterol. But the science has shown very convincingly that just is not true. And so we're taking that science, like the BOLD study and other studies like it, and taking it directly to physicians and starting to talk to them and show them the evidence and give them that reassurance that they can recommend beef as part of a heart-healthy diet.
BOLD study's out, you know, like I say, a few years back. Is it still got some relevance? Is it still got some pizzazz to it?
Well, after the BOLD study was published, which is still very relevant, then a follow-up study was published to show how the BOLD diet also lowered blood pressure. So that was another piece of the BOLD study that's even more recent. And then we showed later that even after a year long of following the BOLD diet, people were still seeing those benefits and sticking to it. So we've been able to kind of continue that steady drumbeat around heart-healthy diets with beef and continue to do research in that area, while we're also studying the role of beef, for example, in an infant's diet. So really looking at across the life stage, the benefits that beef can bring.
Switching gears, Shailene, let's talk a little bit about dietary guidelines. It seems like it was just yesterday that we were battling over these standards with the federal government, but I know we're not that far away from a new round of these guidelines being considered by Uncle Sam.
And then the last set of dietary guidelines, that's the current set that we're working under now, the 2015 to 2020 dietary guidelines. They do recognize lean meat as part of a healthy diet, but there had been a lot of criticisms of getting to that conclusion. Either it wasn't as transparent of a process as we'd like to see. There was science that was missed in that process that related to beef that was very important. So, and we weren't the only ones who had frustrations. A lot of other people in science noticed that maybe it wasn't as perfect of a process as we'd like to see. So moving forward, I think there's a unified concern that the dietary guidelines is definitely more transparent moving forward next time, because we need to see what science is being discussed so we can weigh in with information on what science we know is available so we make sure they don't miss any important science. The other thing is there's been a lot of reminding that the committee needs to be very balanced. We can't just have all scientists from one area. We need full disciplines of science represented so we get the best advice available. And then just making sure that every step of the way is science-based, that our own opinions, whether they are our beef opinions or other opinions, don't influence that process. We want to make sure that the science guides the decisions, and we know that the science for beef is on our side.
So is there a particular strategy that you've kind of thought about? What is the strategy for the beef industry?
Well, we surely believe that information is power. So it's very important to us that any study of science that's been published on beef that's getting out there. So right now we're making sure that the scientific community is being educated on the recent studies so that if those are the scientists that are selected to the committee, that they have the up-to-date, you know, science on beef. We probably will weigh in with experts who we think would do a really good job understanding meat nutrition, so that we have the right expertise on the committee as well. Those are some of the efforts underway. Education and information sharing. Scientists can't keep up with all the science that's out there, so we want to make sure that they have the most recent available evidence on beef.
Dr. Shailene McNeil, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 14th annual Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale. February 28th at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma, selling 100 two-year-old bulls from the top of the herd, including sons of B&B Identity and Generation 2100. These bulls are rugged and ready for heavy service, also featuring yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. For more information, call 580-488-3889 or go to the website at www.quartermastercreek.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.